We're going to start with some sad news. It's one of the legends in the restaurant scene here in North Texas has died. We've been telling you about it this morning. Al Bernay. He was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, earlier this year. A particularly nasty form of the disease. And he passed away yesterday. 69 years old. He was a legend. If you ever ate at one of his restaurants, you were royalty. He treated everyone the way he treated celebrities, and he served a lot of them, too. One of his regulars was our business analyst, David Johnson, who joins us right now. David, good morning.
Good morning. He was just a fabulous guy. He was just the most gregarious guy, but he wasn't a backslapper. You know, you had to kind of earn his friendship, believe it or not. You kind of felt like you'd accomplished something. But boy, I tell you, he knew everybody, everybody.
This is an industry with a 90% failure rate, and boy, he knew how to get into that 10%. What was his secret?
Well, he got to know people. He liked people, and he really cared about quality. I think he was anal retentive, so he was really, you know, he really watched the goods that came in that they served. But more than anything, is people just liked him. You know, he hit town. He was the maitre d' down at the Palm, which was down in the West End. That was where everybody used to go, and it was the major steakhouse around here for a long time. And all the CEOs and all the people, all the business people used to go there, and they got to know Al and what they would do. And Al told me his story. He said, you know, what they'd say is, you know, if you're a good guy, if you ever want to open your own place, here, give me this business card. Give me a ring. Well, he kept all the business cards.
And he did.
And he called back. And he opened his own place. It was a place that Gene Street and Phil Cobb used to have on Oak Lawn. I think it was the Wine Press. And it was Tony's for a few minutes. It was a restaurant. And he went in there and just really made something of it. But I tell you, the people that you saw in there, if I was short, you know, a CEO for the night, I knew I could swing by Al's and run into somebody.
That's right.
And if I didn't know him, Al would introduce him to me. He was like, Al, you go in there and Al said, come on, David, you know who's over there? No, let me show you. And he was like, it was like a bee pollinating, you know, in the spring. He'd go over and you know, David Johnson said over there. You want to meet him? Let me get you. And he'd bring him, you know, I'd bring me over. And
you were somebody.
Next thing you know.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I've always thought, and I'm not just saying this, I always thought for my money, the best steak in town was at Al Bernay's. And I know the food there is awesome. You probably have your favorite dish. But really, was it Al that separated them from all the other steakhouses like Bob's and other places like that?
Without a doubt. Yeah, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, he had a great location down on Oak Lawn, and then, you know, he went portable. He took the old Del Frisco's location on Spring Valley and made it his own. But he had this recurring clientele that everybody would talk about. Let me tell you my favorite story about Al. So I was in there one night, and it was a business dinner. I had like two or three other guys that were with me. It was a business dinner. And Al came over, and he said, ooh, David, you see over there, that table over there? I said, yeah. And it was the long table right in the middle of this. I said, yeah. He said, that's Fleetwood Mac. I said, give me a break. He said, yeah. The last time they were in here, they spent, I don't know, $5,000 on wine alone. And then he came back along. He said, do you want to go to the, you want to go to the concert?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. I said, when is it? He's tomorrow night. So I called Debbie real quick. And I said, yeah, you want to go to the, I mean, oh, of course I want to go to Fleetwood Mac. So next thing I know, he comes over and he's got this old guy with him. He's got a notepad, and Al says, how many tickets do you want? I said, well, just two. And so the old guy writes down two, and he disappears. And Al said, okay. So the next night we went out to, it was out at Fair Park at that outdoor thing. Right. So we go out there, we go to the ticket counter and to will call. And I said, David Johnson, do we have, because I told Debbie, I said, look, if this doesn't work out, I'll take it to dinner someplace. We'll do.
Yeah.
But, so I go to the will call, and he goes through the little envelopes and takes it out the envelope. Yeah, here it go. And I took a look at him, and I didn't know. I gave him back to him. I said, are these very good tickets? He looked at him, and he said, let me put it this way. You'll be the only people sitting in this area that are not sleeping with a band.
There you go.
And that's
I
Al.
I think you're in, buddy.
And by the way, then, so we sit down, and the old guy that was with Al walks on stage, and it's McVie.
Christine McVie. Lindsay Buckingham or Mick Fleetwood.
No. I think it was her ex-husband. I think it was McVie.
I like how he calls him the old man. The old man in Fleetwood Mac.
That's amazing. And, that was Al. You're absolutely right. David, listen, thanks so much. That's great stories, great memories. And Al Burnett, boy, he had a lot of them. It's too bad he didn't write a book before he passed away. 69 years old, Al Burnett has died.